Welcome back, folks. A number of businesses and residents in the French Quarter were crying out as it related to homeless people sleeping on the sidewalks through in many of the locations in the French Quarter. And the NOPD responded, as well as the homeless organization. So we're joined by Samuel Palumbo, the 8th District Captain of the NOPD, and Nathan Fields, the Director of Homeless Services for the City of New Orleans. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Sam, let's start with you. I know a lot of folks were filing complaints with your office, and obviously you reviewed same and took some action.
So, yes, it has been an ongoing problem, not only in the French Quarter, but in the downtown area. I can't take full credit to this. When I took over in the 8th District, I was brought in by OHSS about the program that they wanted to pilot here in the French Quarter. And it looked like a good program, and jumped in. And since July 15th, we have been operating the pilot.
How many folks have you had to have move on and bring into this program?
So Nate may have better numbers, but I do know that 42 individuals have been transported out of the French Quarter. That's either to the low barrier shelter or to the sobering center.
Nathan?
Yep, that is correct. And we have 42 people who have accepted connections to those two locations, but also 25 of them are currently being triaged to receive housing. We've had multiple engagements. When we first started the process, we started off with about 24 to 25 engagements per night. We are now at about 12 engagements, so we almost cut those engagements in half. And we are also trying to get a significant amount of those individuals connected to permanent and supportive services moving forward.
Sam, you said the challenge exists throughout the downtown area, and this is to both you and Nathan. I've talked about this subject many times, and it seems as though we're making progress. Do we have any ideas to the number of homeless here, and is it less than it was, say, a year ago or 2 years ago?
So when we talk about those kind of numbers, we have to think about what the inflow looks like, and then numbers can range from, you know, year to year. However, we've had seen some shift has happened. Back in 2024, going into 25, we had a 24% decrease in street homelessness. However, we are waiting currently for our new numbers for 25 year. We have not gotten those numbers for our point in time count, which allows us to know. And at the point in time count is our homeless census, which tells us exactly what those numbers are. And my guesstimated best guesstimation, I think that we're lower because we have closed so many encampments in the downtown corridor. However, we still have to account for inflow. So I think that we could be in a better space if we can continue to work on multiple resources.
Sam, and from an enforcement
department, one stat that I have found pretty telling is our supplemental police patrol in the French Quarter, one thing they track is the number of encounters they have with homeless individuals during the week. The week prior to this pilot starting, we encountered 383 times. The week after, we were down to 280, and that number has again dropped by a few more in the following week. So we are encountering it and seeing it less.
Now, is that number representative of multiple encounters possibly with the same individual, or those individual encounters?
No, those are encounters. Multiple, right. It may be the same subject multiple times,
right.
It's individual encounters.
Yeah. What is your sense for, how big of an issue this has been and where do you see this going? I mean, as Nathan points out, the inflow, you never know, the in-migration, what's happening. Everybody has their hands on out-migration and the alternatives to living on the streets. What is your sense?
So just over the 2 weeks that we've had this implemented, it's a change. I mean, just riding around the French Quarter myself, you see a change. We do know, and we did expect that this may push right outside of the French Quarter, and we are seeing a little bit of that. But the expectation that we really want to set for everybody in the French Quarter is that there shouldn't be the expectation that you will no longer see homeless individuals in the French Quarter. What this program is set to do is to change the behavior of sleeping and camping out on the streets of the French Quarter.
All right. And if I may add.
Go ahead, so Nathan.
One of the things that we have to get people to understand is that this is a pilot. This is the beginning. Mm-hmm. We are not just stopping with the French Quarter. This will be a pilot for all of the city of New Orleans. But we have to have a controlled, right? And in this control, what Captain Palumbo and his team are able to do is tell us what's working well and what's not working so we can make an adjustment.
Yeah. Sam, one of the other issues, obviously, is not, as you pointed out, not just sleeping in the French Quarter, but parking themselves on the sidewalk and, you know, with all the materials that they have and everything else. And I was in Nashville not too long ago, and what I saw up there is in their area, which is kind of similar to the French Quarter as it relates to live entertainment and everything else, they don't allow it. I mean, they get very intrusive. They tell people you got to stand up. You can't park yourself on, you know, you and your pets and everything else blocking the sidewalk. You need to move on. And if you don't move on, you know, we're going to hook you up.
And so that's exactly what we're doing here. To date, we have not had to take enforcement action on any individual. They have either accepted services or moved on. And it's kind of gotten to the point that when they see my officers, they're starting to get up and move on without us actually even making contact with them. So they are getting the message that the French Quarter is closed to sleeping. And not only sleeping, but laying out.
Nathan, for a while, it seemed early onset, there were a lot of folks. It was kind of two categories, I guess, those that were having some type of mental health issue and or addiction. Have you seen that change, you know, as it relates to the characteristic of the homeless individual?
No, we still have co-occurring disorders. Individuals who are dealing with two processes, right, mental health and addiction. Some people will self-medicate to make themselves better and put themselves in a better space. We are not going to see too much change there, right? What we're going to see change is the delivery of services. And with our partners from the health department, Mobile Crisis Interventions Unit, Unity and Travelers Aid, the goal is to get those really severely mentally ill and physically ill individuals into some type of help and mental health services. But we also have OHL, right? Odyssey House. They're there to help with treatment, to get those individuals into the treatment that they need for long-term care. So we're not just putting people into a housing process or into a sheltering process. We're getting them all wraparound services that they actually need. And that's the reason why Captain Palumbo was so on board with this plan, is because we had all of the right providers at the table at the right time.
This is to both Nathan and you, Sammy. Early onset, I think there were a lot of people that were on fentanyl. Are we still seeing a lot of fentanyl out there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're gonna keep seeing that. I mean, it's a very cheap, man-made alternative drug that people can easily get to. A little amount of it will get you a longer high, right? But we're trying to give out test strips. We're trying to educate. We're trying to let people know, be careful. Be careful. This stuff, it gets you that high, right? But it can also kill you. So be very careful of what you're coming in contact with, and make sure if you don't know, don't use, right? But we get you the test strips. Test strips that, you know, if you're using drugs, at least you know what you're getting yourself into. But we're trying to educate them not to do, right? Don't do drugs. Come to the service centers. Come to OHL. Come to OHSS. Talk to the police officers. We had an incident recently where one of the guys who were unhoused saw an officer waved him down and said, I heard that you can get me help, that you can transport me to the shelter. That's the responses that we want. And for the police officers who are out here every single day risking their lives to be able to hear that, that gives buy-in. That lets people know that what we're doing is working, and that matters.
Sammy, are y'all still the Narcan disseminate incidents? Where do y'all stand with that?
So I'd have to look at those numbers, but one thing I do want to talk about with the fentanyl uses is one thing we do realize is there is a need for enforcement action. And so as the police department, we have taken a look at some of these locations to where we're going after the dealers. We want to try to get those individuals that are profiting off of this by, you know, through the sale of fentanyl and other narcotics. That's who we're looking to go after and investigate.
I get a lot of texts, and I just got one again. And this is to Nathan. Some of the neighbors to the low barrier shelter on Gravier are talking about, you know, the hand to hand sales going on out front of that facility all the time. Have y'all looked into that? They said that they have actually filed complaints with the office. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Yes, absolutely. They have, people have filed complaints with the office, and Captain Palumbo's team has been helping us out investigate what that looks like. We also have been working very close with the No Dice program and Daniel Shanks in the DA's office to get those bad actors. We have had multiple arrests because of people tipping us and letting us know who the persons were. Not only do they call us and give complaints, they've been sending in pictures and information which allow us to track down who those individuals are and be able to get them connected to services. They're the bad actors who just need to get arrested, right? But we have unhoused people who have gotten into sales and use, and we have to recognize, all right, listen, we're going to try to get you some help, but what you're not going to do is sell narcotics here. And we've even pulled in our lead program, Law Enforcement Assistant Diversion. If that individual is trying to get the help that they truly need and get off of drugs and get off of the street corner, not only are we going after the dealer, but we're going after the user. You can get help, and this is what the help looks like.
Sammy, final thoughts?
Agree with everything. We do know about the issues around the low barrier, and we have taken action. But like you know, sometimes investigations take longer than the public doesn't see what we're actually doing until we're able to kind of wrap some things up.
Right. And that's why I ask y'all to address it, because the fact, you know, a lot of times you see it and, you know, no one's advertising what the outcome is of the enforcement action ever. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the work that you guys are doing, and keep up the great work. Samuel Palumbo, 8th District Captain, NOPD. Nathan Fields, Director of Homeless Services for the City of New Orleans. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.